In today's cooling global economy, finding a steady job can be hard enough. But if that job is in a small or medium-sized company, or SME as they're known, and it's in a developing country, the benefits may be even harder to come by. According to the UN's International Trade Center, smaller firms pay less than their bigger counterparts, mainly because they're not as productive. In fact, the productivity gap between small and large firms in developing countries is on average double what it is in developed nations, and in some cases much more. That matters because the overwhelming majority of firms in operation today are SMEs, and they account for around half of the world's economic output. Here's ITC's executive director, Arantxa González.
What we know is that small and medium enterprises make for inclusive growth. They help us trickle down the growth. They are often the largest employers of youth and women who make for, again, more inclusive growth.
According to ITC's Competitiveness Outlook report, small and medium-sized companies that employ no more than 99 people, in other words, are the so-called missing link to long-term economic growth. To achieve this goal, ITC wants governments to help their SMEs to look for new overseas markets. This international approach has helped countries such as Tunisia boost productivity by 143% and job creation by 16%. But this can only happen elsewhere if firms improve their contacts with suppliers and customers face-to-face or over the internet, the UN agency believes. Here's ITC's Arantxa González again.
The biggest gap between small and large firms is in connectivity, and in particular in e-connectivity, meaning the ability to reach consumers and suppliers. And this e-connectivity is particularly acute in landlocked developing countries.
The ITC report into 25 countries also indicates that the biggest obstacle to smaller companies' growth is lack of access to finance, since they're considered too risky an investment by banks. To highlight this barrier to growth for smaller companies, the ITC report says that almost half SME requests for bank loans are rejected, compared to 7% for multinationals. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.